We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to day 4 of Joy. Our title today is My Exceeding Joy. Matthew Henry tells us we have no joy but in Christ. Our text today comes from Psalm 43, verses 3 through 5. It tells us, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to my God, my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Most scholars agree that Psalm 42 and 43 go together. While no one can say for sure who wrote them, we do know that the author found himself exiled from Israel and separated from the worship festivals of God's people. Psalm 42 records his depression that results from his downcast soul, as found in verse 5. It takes the psalmist some time to get through his depression. There are 4 cycles of despair followed by hope in these 2 psalms. The following table will help you to see these moments of sadness followed by hopeful anticipation. We see in Psalm 42, verses 1 through 4, verses 6 through 7, 9 and 10, and even Psalm 43, 1 and 2, a time of discouragement. But yet on the flip side, we see hope as we look at Psalm 42, 5, also verse 8 and verse 11, and Psalm 43, 3 through 5. James Montgomery Boyce shares these comments. The most important thing to be said about the approach to depression taken by the author of this psalm is that he does not give in to depression or self-pity, but rather takes himself in hand and wrestles through it. He reminds himself of what he really knows and finds that no reasons for being cast down are so strong as his reasons for joy and hope. Martin Lloyd-Jones, in his book, Spiritual Depression, Its Causes and Cure, adds this powerful observation. Have you not realized that most of your unhappiness in life is because you're listening to yourself instead of talking to yourself? Take those thoughts that come to you the moment you wake up in the morning. You have not originated them, but they start talking to you. They bring back the problems of yesterday. Somebody is talking to you. So who is talking to you? Yourself is talking to you. Now, the psalmist's tactic was this. Instead of allowing himself to talk to him, he starts talking to himself. The main art in the matter of spiritual living is to know how to handle yourself. You have to take yourself in hand. You have to address yourself, preach to yourself, and question yourself. You must say to your soul, why art thou downcast? What business have you to be disquieted? You must turn and say to yourself, hope thou in God, instead of muttering in this depressed, unhappy way. And then you must go on to remind yourself of God, who God is, what God has done, and what God has pledged himself to do. Then having done that, end on this great note, defy yourself and defy other people and defy the devil and the whole world and say with this man, hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God, as Psalm 43 verse 5 tells us. So the psalmist speaks to his depression and he remembers God and his goodness. He finds his exceeding joy in God himself. He writes, is there a cure for depression? Yes, but it's not in us. It is in God. The cure is to seek God's face so ours will not be downcast, which is what the psalmist does. Please note, we are not suggesting that all depression can be cured simply by speaking God's truth to ourselves, but that hope for the present and the future, which rekindles the fire of joy, can always be found in him. Stephen J. Cole provides this conclusion to today's devotion. Is God himself your exceeding joy today, as told in verse 4 of chapter 43 of Psalm? If not, don't rest until it's true. Your need is not happiness. Your need is not relief from your pain. Your need is God. Thirst after God. Rouse yourself to seek him as your only source of hope and help, no matter how despairing your circumstances. Hope in God. you shall again praise Him. Whenever you're tempted to fall into depression, place your hope in God and find in Him your exceeding joy. Rest in the certainty that while your circumstances may vary, God has not changed. God has led you to victories in times past, and He will do it again. Therefore, instead of looking at what is wrong, look at the many good things still yet to come in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's ponder these thoughts today. How do you talk to yourself about God rather than let your feelings and circumstances talk to you? In what ways do you find God to be your exceeding joy? What kinds of questions and encouragements can you speak to yourself about the hope and joy of Christ when you find yourself depressed or in despair? Give some examples. Would you please join me in prayer? Father God, may we always be talking to You and put our hope in You. Help us to find ways to cling to You, our exceeding joy. Today, may we look for joy and be expectant of the hope and joy that You give us. We love You. Amen.